in the Pakistani context, if we look at the election results and if we look at the polling trends, we will see that the polling is always higher in the rural areas and it is always higher in the poorer parts of the cities. So this means that the middle class and the upper sections of the society, they do not go and they do not bother and go out and vote. They have not done that so far. But this is exactly the section of the society that Imran Khan is now mobilizing. And this section of the society has political aspirations and has political goals which do not match with the goals and the political dreams and the aspirations of the people who have been voting in politics until recently. So they mobilize on a different agenda than the people who have been voting in Pakistan until now. That is why I think this is an agenda that tries to mobilize a certain section of the society on what I call an anti-politics agenda, on an anti-politics plank. So, but we are not sure if Imran Khan is following it as he is now welcoming many traditional politicians from other parties into his own party's fold, and these politicians actually go back to their voters and they never never campaign on the agenda that Imran was standing for until recently. They do their politics on the traditional planks of police stations and the revenue system and the judicial system and all the other problems that people at the grassroots level have in getting an honorable living, in having a respectable way of getting things done at the grassroots level.